The game with big bucks and whammies is even bigger and better than ever. It's time to press your luck and play Whammy! Let's meet today's players.
Hi, I'm Aaron from McGurra Hills. I teach rescue skills for medical emergencies, and I want to win big bucks because I have three beautiful kids, and I need to send them to college. Woo!
Hi, my name is Amy Brooklyn. I'm from Sacramento, California. I need the big bucks to buy a fabulous brand new car. Woo!
Hi, I'm Chad Ogden. I'm from Provo, Utah, and I need big bucks to take my wife on a European vacation.
And now, please welcome our host,
Welcome once again to Whammy, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. How about this good-looking group right here, all three of you? But remember, you have to avoid the dreaded Whammy. If you land on the Whammy, he will come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, and deposit them in his own big bank. And while we're giving that money away, let's go ahead and start the big bank off at $3,000. Because, I'll tell you why, because in this game, you can Whammy the Whammy, see? In order to do that, all you have to do is land on the big bank square that's right up there on the floor. There it is. When you hit that, I'll ask you a question, answer it correctly, and everything, and I do mean everything in the big bank, is added to your score. And if you get your hands on both halves of the car key, you will drive away in this, Gary.
Todd, it's the sporty Suzuki Aero SX with 145 horsepower. In-dash, six-disc CD changer and aluminum alloy wheels from Suzuki.
All right, we drew backstage to see who was going to go first in our game. Aaron, that is you, sir. You've got $1,000. Let's put the big board in motion, please.
Go Whammy!
Let's see if you can answer that, Aaron. Stop at a digital camera. That's worth $285 for you, Aaron. It takes us down to the lovely and talented Amy. $1,000 for you, Amy. Here comes your first spin.
Stop
at big bucks, $1,000, Amy.
Yeah.
Not a bad first spin.
Not bad.
$2,000 for you. Chad, a grand to start with. Here comes your first spin.
Go, Emmys, big bucks, come on. Give me a lobster, Graham. Stop.
Stop at $300. Very nice, players. We made it down the line, whammy free, shall we say, but here come more up on the board now. Look at that. Before your very eyes. Aaron, you are in third place, my friend, with $1,285. You want to freeze here or you want to press your luck?
Time to play. Let's go. Here we go. No whammies, big bucks, big money, stop!
Stop at his and her tennis rackets. $500. Amy, $2,000 for you. You're in first place. You want to freeze or press your luck?
No, let's press the luck.
You want more. Woo! Okay.
Big bucks, and stop!
Stop and advance three spaces to $525.
Yeah! Nice.
I like the way you just kind of jump right over the whammy there. Good move. All right, Chad, $1,300 for you. You're in third place. You want to play it safe and freeze, or you want to press your luck?
I have to keep going, Todd. No whammies, big bucks, and stop.
Stop it. Oh, look at that. A year's supply of M&Ms so good they melt in your mouth, not in your hands. That is worth $200. So good. He's munching on some before the game here. All right, you're up to $1,500, Chad. Another trip down the line, six spins into the game. No whammies yet, but there they are, out to get you. Aaron, second place with $1,785. What's it going to be? Freeze
going
or fresh your luck?
Going for it. No whammies. Big money. Stop
at the whammy.
Spell
loser.
Loser. Y-O-U.
Loser.
They show no mercy, do they, Aaron?
No doubt.
Wiped you right out of this first round, knocked you out of the round, took your money, deposited into the big bank of Whammy, and it's at $4,785. Maybe you'll get your hands on that a little bit later on. You never know. Amy, just between you and Chad now, you lead Chad by over $1,000. You want to freeze here or press your luck?
I'm going to freeze.
You're going to freeze? All right, consider yourself frozen. 2,525. Chad, now could be your shot to do a little catch-up here. You've got $1,500, no whammies. What you going to do?
I have to catch up with Amy. No whammies. Come on. Give me some money. Stop.
Stop at designer sunglasses worth $370 up to $1,870. We'll add more whammies. One more time with more whammies coming up on the board here, Chad. You are still in second place. Are you going to play it safe and freeze? Are you going to press your luck again?
No point coming in second. Let's keep going.
He's going to go. All right.
No whammies. Big bucks. Come on. I need a lot of money here. Stop.
Stop at wrist heart monitor worth $390. Chad, now you're up to $2,260. You see all those whammies up there on the board? Man, there's a lot of them up there. We won't add any more here, but you still trail Amy by $265. So are you going to freeze here, play it safe against the whammies? Or are you going to go for it all again?
One more time.
One more time, he says.
Come on, big buck, stop.
Stop at a karaoke system worth $379. Yeah. Now you did it. $26.39. You, sir, are in first place. Congratulations. Right. You're going to freeze, you're going to press your luck again. It's
I'm
all about
freeze
you.
It right
you
here.
Are frozen? Okay. At the end of this exhausting first round, Chad is our leader now with $26.39. The big bank at $4,785. Woo! Take a deep breath here. Come back with our question round right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We are back here on Whammy. It's a pleasure to have the three of you here. Let's get back to our game. Now, what I'm going to do is give you the chance to earn some spins to take you to the final round, and this is how I'm going to do that. I'll ask you a question, and just remember that a correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. A correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin, okay? Okay, here we go with your first question. Players costing $1.6 billion. Tell me what Las Vegas hotel opened its doors in 1998 and resembles beautiful Lake Como, Chad?
The Luxor.
Lake Como, Italy. Is it the Luxor, the Rio, or Bellagio? Aaron?
Bellagio.
Amy?
Bellagio.
It is indeed Bellagio. Yes, $1.6 billion opened up back in 98. Aaron, you get a spin there. You are at one. Amy, a spin for you puts you at one. Chad, you're hanging tight right there at zero, but that's all right. I got plenty more questions. Here's the next one. Super glue, the hula hoop, and our good friend Ron Howard all came onto the scene in what decade? Aaron.
50s.
Was it the 50s, the 60s, or back in the 40s? Amy?
I'm going to go with the 50s.
Chad?
The 50s.
Sure, the 50s it was. Very nice, Aaron. Buzzing in with that would get you three spins. Put you at four. Amy, you are now at two, picking up a spin there. And Chad, you've just gotten your first spin. Very nice. In Disney's animated classic, Lady and the Tramp, the characters Cy and Am are what breed, Amy?
Siamese cat.
Of animals. Are they cats, rats, or are they dogs? Aaron?
Cats.
Cats.
They are indeed cats. Cy and Am are cats. Yes. Good. Aaron, a spin for you. You're now up to five. Amy buzzing in there. You get three. You're at five. And Chad, you get a spin. You're up to two, sir. Here comes your next question. A Discover credit card number is made up of how many total digits? Aaron.
13.
Is it 13, 14, or 16? Amy?
14.
14. Chad?
16.
16 it is, yes. Aaron, you stay there at five. Amy, you stay at five. Chad, you pick up a spin. You're now at three. And it leads us into our final question. Listen carefully. Your last chance to pick up some spins here. After finishing runner-up in L.A.'s annual Rap Olympics, what rapper scored his first American number one hit with the lead single from the 8 Mile soundtrack? Amy.
Eminem.
Is it Eminem, Jay-Z, or Ice Cube? Aaron?
Eminem.
Chad? Eminem. Sure, Eminem, indeed. Very nice. Good job, players. Aaron, you pick up a spin there. You wrap things up at six. Amy, you get three for that one. You're at eight. Chad, another spin for you. Gives you four to take it to the final round. And when we come back, there will be $100,000 looking for a home in that final round. Stay there to see where it goes. Right after this. Runner
runners-up will receive a Groton watch with the Whammy logo. Groton Watch's specially designed watch with the Whammy logo from Groton Watch Company. Fine watches since 1878.
And we are back, folks. Good to see you again. Here it is, our final round. And what we are going to do now, ladies and gentlemen, is determine who goes first in this round. And we do that by finding out first who goes last. Chad, that's you. You were the winner of the first round. Amy, you're in second place with 25-25. Aaron, you're the one with the big goose egg. No money, one whammy, six spins.
We're ready.
Let's put the board in motion and get started here, shall we?
No whammy. Stop.
Stop. And a personal fitness trainer.
Yeah.
That's a gym membership worth $1,299, still in third place. Five spins to go. What's it going to be, Aaron?
Going forward. Let's do it. No whammy. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. Yeah. Big bank. Whoa. Aaron, you look like you're tired of messing around here. You want to get right down to business?
Let's do it.
Of course, the money in the big bank, $4,785, is without a doubt enough to put you in the lead here, and I'm sure that's what you're after. So listen very carefully, Aaron. Here's your question. Who was the only U.S. president never to be elected president or vice president? He was never elected.
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
For $4,785, Aaron, was it LBJ? No, it was Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, never elected vice president or president.
Yeah.
Interesting fact there. You'll do well at your next cocktail party. All right. You're still at $1,299. Still have four spins. The money's still there. You could get it again. Just go back to the board if you'd like and grab big bank.
We can pass.
Okay.
Let's do it. Big money. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $650. You could climb the ladder that way, sure. 1949, three spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
Time to play. We came to play. No whammies. Big money. Stop.
Stop at an electronic organ, which is worth $2,800. Welcome to first place, Aaron. You're at $4,749. You have two spins.
We're going. We came to play. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at big bank again. Well, you didn't grab it the first time. Let's see what you can do here. Listen carefully. Here comes your big bank question. At $82.5 million, the portrait of Dr. Gachet is the most expensive painting ever sold in an auction. Aaron, for all the money in the big bank, tell me, who painted it?
Picasso.
For $4,785, you answered Picasso. Aaron, your answer is incorrect. Vincent van Gogh. Van Gogh was the one who painted that. All right, well, you are still in the lead with 47-49. You got that one spin there. You going to pass it on down to Chad, or are you going to press your luck?
We're going for it all the way. No whammy. No whammy. Good money. Stop.
Stop and a whammy.
I'd like to thank my agent, but most of all,
down to zero you go, Aaron, with your second whammy. You just practically doubled what was in the big bank. The whammy's now holding on to $9,534. All right, Amy, we come to you with 25-25. Eight spins.
Yeah.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Here we go. No whammies and stop.
Stop at 1750. Put you in first place, Amy. Seven spins to go. Press your luck or pass.
Let's go. Let's press the luck.
Stop at $4,000 and a spin, Amy. 8275. A nice lead for you. Still seven spins. What are you
going
to do here?
I'm spinning. I'm going. Here we go. No whammy, man. Stop.
Stop at $1,100. Look at you. Wow. 9375. Still with six spins, Amy.
Let's go. Spin. Here we go. No whammies and stop.
Stop at $1,000. $10,375 for you, Amy. Five spins. If you pass them, they go to Chad, or you can press your luck.
Let's go. Press it. No whammy, and stop.
Stop at $555, or you can spin again.
No, keep it.
Want the money?
Keep the 555.
She wants the 555. It gives you a new total of $10,930. Four spins.
Spin again.
Let's go.
All right. No whammy, and stop.
Stop at $5,000 and a spin. Wow! $930. Amy, do you need a moment? Amy needs a moment, folks. We'll take a commercial break, come back. She still has four spins. See what happens after this. Back, and I tell you what, the young lady that is training for a marathon is running away with the money here. Amy's got $15,930. You still have four spins. There's over $9,500 in the big bank. What you gonna do? Press your luck, you're gonna pass over the
check. I came to win big money. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going, she said.
Big money, here we go. And no Emmy, that's
stop. And big bucks, $3,000 and another spin. $18,930, four spins, Amy. What are you going to do?
Let's go. All right. No, big money, no Emmy. Let's stop.
Stop at a golf and resort vacation worth $1,100. Over 20 grand, three spins remaining. Three spins.
Let's go. I'm going to go.
Spin. Amy, $20,530. You still have those three spins.
No, I'm stopping.
You're going to pass? All right. Wow. Unbelievable. Excellent job, Amy. Not a single whammy. Chad, you two are whammy free here, my friend. You've got $2,639. Three spins you have to take. Let's get started here.
All right. I need that big bank. Come on, stop.
Stop! And a double whammy!
Though the losers may try, no one makes pizza pie like the whammy.
Oh! Just be glad they didn't throw the cheese on it yet, Chad. All right, down to zero. The whammy puts the money in his big bank, and that means the new total there is $12,173. Chad, we'll take those two spins from your pass column. They go up in the earn column. That means you have six spins to get you back in this game. You want to hit the board or you want to pass over to Amy?
Let's hit the board. All right, I need that big bank. I need that money back. And stop.
Stop at luggage worth $1,004. All right, a nice start. Five spins to go, Chad. What's it going to be?
Keep going. All right, I need the big bank. Give me the big bank. Stop.
Stop at $1,500.
All right.
You're getting there. $2,504, four spins to go. Press your luck or pass them to Amy and hope she whammies.
I'm going to press my luck. Give me the big bank. Stop.
Stop. It's $700 and a spin, Chad. $3,204, still four spins.
I'm going to pass them.
All right, Amy. Ooh, look at the strategy on young Chad there, would you? All right, Amy, you are clearly in the lead, $20,530, but Chad just gave you four spins, and you got to take every single one of them. Are you ready?
I have to be.
Let's see if you can continue that whammy-free streak here. Here comes your first spin.
Here we go. Big money. And stop.
Stop at move one space two, $1,200, $750
to spin. $1,200, please.
You want the $1,200? You've got the $1,200. Three more spins, Amy. Let's go.
No whammies.
Stop at a laptop computer worth $2,379. Up to over 24 grand here, Amy. Two more spins. Here comes the next one.
All right. Big money. No, Amy. Stop.
Stop at $1,000. Amy, you have $25,109. There is one more spin that you must take. Amy. Keep doing what you're doing. Avoid that whammy. You're our champion. If, for some reason, that whammy pops up on this, your last spin, Chad will be our champion with $3,204, okay?
All right.
Amy, good luck to you. Chad, good luck to you. Here comes that final spin.
Gotta do it. No whammy. Big money.
Stop and a double whammy. Amy, he got you. Chad, that means you did it with $3,204 in cash and prizes. Amy. I feel that way over here. I can feel that. Chad, Here's Gary Kroger to tell you what you've won.
You've won a three-piece luggage set with a carry-on bag and a garment bag. You put that together with your $2,200 in cash. Your grand total is $3,204.
Thank you very much, sir. Pleasure meeting you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me?
If it makes you feel any better.
No, it doesn't. Nothing could. But thank you.
Okay.